This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Voters in Kansas will decide tomorrow on a state constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriages. The language here is similar to amendments already in place in nearly a dozen other states that prohibit recognizing less formal relationships, such as civic unions. From Kansas Public Radio, Peter Hancock reports.
It took a year and a half for supporters of the marriage amendment to get the issue on a statewide ballot. Kansas lawmakers failed twice in 2004 to pass a resolution putting it on the ballot, but in last November's elections, several key opponents lost their seats, and this year the measure passed both houses of the legislature quickly and easily. Religious conservatives, like Pastor Terry Fox of Emmanuel Baptist Church in Wichita, believe last fall's elections added momentum to the marriage amendment.
You look at the abortion issue, you look at activists, judges on both sides. People have lost confidence in the judicial system. I think the marriage amendment for Kansas has come at a very important time, and I think you're going to see not only the marriage amendment, but you're going to see a lot of other controversial issues that really the legislatures and the people of Kansas are going to have to take a stand on.
Kansas lawmakers decided in January to put the amendment on the April ballot, which is normally reserved for low-profile city council and school board races. Sid Slayton of the gay rights group Kansans for Fairness says that gave opponents of the measure little time to organize a Vote No campaign.
We also are challenged because we don't have much money to run a statewide campaign. In fact, we're looking at about $35,000 to run a statewide campaign in Kansas. So our only option really was to deal with a grassroots campaign in the most basic sense of a grassroots campaign.
So far, that's involved yard signs, volunteers knocking on doors, and a few well-placed letters to the editor in local newspapers. Conservative churches, by contrast, have spent months mobilizing their forces through newsletters, sophisticated email networks, and sermons from the pulpit. While advocates on each side of the issue predict the amendment will pass, they continue to portray it as a choice between right and wrong. Kansas voters will make their choice on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Peter Hancock in Topeka.